SRN.
Welcome to another edition of Dr. Drew's Two Cents. I'm your host, Drew Cogburn. As always, my co-host, Chris Crespo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the polite applause.
Yes. People are very polite.
At the very least, that's all we can ask. People, how you doing?
It's going, dude. What's going on with you?
Just chilling, man. Seeing
what kind of sounds I can throw into this one tonight.
Fantastic. This edition of Dr. Drew's Two Cents, if you can't tell by the title, is about religion.
No!
And see, Chris says whoa because I have... It is a hot topic, but I'm going to try and make it not so much of a hot topic, at least until the end.
I like it. It's scary.
There are just... so many different religions out there. I thought I would, just talk a little bit about each of them. Then everybody can make their own informed decisions on what sort of afterlife or religious belief they may or may have. And then at the end of it all, I'll tell you that you're wrong. So.
Unless. Well, okay.
Well, there is no unless.
No, I mean, you're right. No.
We'll see. I like to see. I want to see how this plays out. This is going to be a good one because knowing you, religion is.
Well, it's one of those.
Well, I guess that's for anyone, though.
It's an important piece of the human experience. Religion, spiritualism, what you feel is out there in the ethereal plane. Everybody's got their own little, things going on up there.
This is like my sacred journey, man.
Exactly.
My personal sacred journey that I'm going through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you, along with many other people, have decided to link your sacred journey together in a form. Organized.
Like Voltron?
Yes, like Voltron. You might be the legs of the Mormons, for all I know, Chris. I don't know.
Mormon legs.
I don't know what your beliefs are.
Can I be the green leg?
Sure, if you want to, that's fine.
Green's a cool color.
But people band together and choose a religion or don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Even by not choosing a religion, you've kind of chosen.
But you do make a choice, yeah. And
just like free will, dude.
Well, for a while, though, you don't make a choice. For a while, it's whatever you're told to.
Well, yeah.
Depending on familial circumstances.
Until you, become of an age where you can start questioning what's going on. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
The questions.
Yes. And, hey,
that's where things start getting murky, man.
Exactly. Religion tries to fill that void. They try to provide the answers to these questions that you may have.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Like who you are and where you came from.
I need some sort of...
Is there a plan for this silly life?
Significance to any of this. Why? Why are we bothering with any of this? All these cables and these microphones and money and society and bills and why? Why?
I've come up with a list of about 20 reasons why and how.
Oh, wow.
And because.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we're gonna run the gamut from atheism to Zoroastrianism, my friend. A to Z.
What was that last one?
Atheism to Zoroastrianism. It's actually one of the oldest monotheistic religions.
Oh, okay.
But it's only around in pockets of northern Iran and other places. Now, there's only like a couple hundred thousand Zoroastrians
left. Because they're the originals.
But yeah, but no, it's like the one of the original monotheistic sects.
That's crazy.
So. All
right. Awesome.
We're going to run the gamut, dude. A to Z.
Let's do it.
And then we're going to.
I want to learn me some stuff because I know.
And then we're going to compare things and then we're going to do some contrasting. And then at the end, it doesn't matter because it's all wrong. So.
Fair enough. I can contribute a lot to one of their religions, and maybe one of the other ones.
Which one do you think you can contribute to?
Well, I guess it depends on how you would classify Depending on how you classify, you could consider them both together and just call it Judeo-Christian.
Okay, well, yeah, because Judaism is just the Old Testament.
And then the new Christians just slap the New Testament on and go like, here we go. We got this new thing going on, guys. Yeah. It's peace and love, baby. Uh-huh. It's the hippie version of the Bible.
Yeah. I could lump them together as the Abrahamic religions and throw Islam in there, too.
Yeah. But I honestly don't know.
I don't know shit about the Quran.
Yeah.
Except that it's very similar to a lot of the other ones. And actually, the most surprising one is that Islam's, they don't believe that, you know, Jesus was divine.
They do believe he was a prophet. Yeah.
As opposed to the Jews, who's like...
Christians. Like he's, well, the Jews were like, fuck that guy.
Well, no, exactly. The Jews were like, he's a heathen. He deserved what he got up on the fucking cross. He's like, not the Messiah. Fuck off.
Jews are like, fuck that guy. Muslims like, nah, he was cool, but he just wasn't, you know, no Galilee. And then Christians were like, he's
the fucking son of God.
We took his name.
Yeah.
Christians. Hey, my name's Christopher.
He's the fucking son of
Christopher
God.
Means Christ bearer.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you bear him?
The bearer of Christ.
Do you bear him, Chris?
Sure. Sure.
All right.
Golden rule. I do take the golden rule to heart.
That's good.
And that's Jesus, man, himself.
We're going to start this one off.
Are we actually going A to Z, or how are you doing it?
Well, I don't want to go A to Z, because then that blows my atheist load.
Oh, okay.
Really early. I don't want to do that.
don't blow that atheist load.
Because that's...
Okay, all right. No. So do it how you got it.
Well, how about you give me a number 1 through 20, Chris?
1 through 20, I give you 7. Lord Jesus.
All right, you have chosen Islam.
Close.
Oh, no. Damn it. But I say, this is going to take a minute or so. Well, it's still going to take a minute or so. I got to reconnect to the internet.
All right, so Judas lost some internet. Like I said, people, we need a new computer for Drusus Cogburn.
My garbage computer.
It'll even take a tablet, but one that has like good connectivity and USB ports, you know, like one of the Microsoft Surface ones.
I need a computer. I can't just do...
You can use Photoshop on the Surface, Microsoft Surface Pro 3. Did you know our show is sponsored now by Microsoft? You didn't know that, Drew?
Is it?
Forgot to tell you.
Where's my goddamn laptop, Microsoft? What the fuck? And my new Xbox One? What the hell?
I'm not...
Garbage sponsors.
I'm not good at business. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Microsoft.
I didn't realize that we were supposed to get stuff for the sponsorship. I thought it was just like they're like, no, it's cool, you can say the names of our things, because I bow at the altar of consumerism. Is that one of their religions?
All right, Chris, once again in your
wheel
of religion, you have spun and you have chosen Islam.
Yes. Wait, do I have a... I should have picked something. There, go ahead. Stop. Have a time. All right, there we go.
Oh, man. I'm sure if there's any Islams out there, they just got really offended
by that. I'm sorry, guys.
But that's awesome because
Islams out there. You mean Muslims?
Muslims, whatever. I just offended you again.
Sorry, guys. One love.
The word Islam means submission to the will of God, Chris.
Okay.
It's the second largest religion in the world with over 1 billion followers.
Second largest? I thought it was the largest. Okay.
2001 census recorded that... there were 1.59 million Muslims in the UK. Oh, all my information is coming from the BBC World Religion site, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Know your source, BBC World Religion site.
It's 2% of the population in the UK,
mm-hmm.
approximately.
Okay.
Muslims believe that Islam was revealed over 1,400 years ago in Mecca, Arabia.
It was revealed.
Yes, Muslims also... Islam is a monotheistic religion, which means one God. Their God is Allah, very similar to the Christian God or the
Yahweh,
the Jewish Yahweh.
Similar but not the same.
Similar but not the same. They can't be the same. Would they just be Jews? Wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they? This is all this. This is why there is wars going on in the Middle East right now.
Massive war. Unrest forever.
Exactly.
Unending unrest.
Since the dawn of time, there has been wars going on about, quote-unquote, which God was right in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Completely different God, Chris. If it was the same God, we wouldn't be fighting each other.
Then again, I know some Catholics and Protestants that would...
Yeah.
Anyway.
According to Muslims, God sent a number of prophets to mankind,
mm-hmm.
teaching them how to live according to his law, capital H, God's law. Jesus, Moses, and Abraham are all respected prophets of God, or Allah, the final prophet, Muhammad, obviously. Muslims base their laws on their holy book, the Quran.
Which I should get around to reading.
There are five basic pillars of Islam. These pillars are the declaration of faith, praying five times a day, giving money to charity, fasting, and a pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in your life.
Okay, that sounds pretty easy.
You just gotta get out there.
Oh, the fasting thing, that Ramadan stuff is tough, man. No eating during the day for like a whole month.
Oh, dude.
Well, you're allowed water, and prunes are cool because it helps keep the, for some reason prunes are cool. I just knew a dude that had to fast. I saw a GIF on the interwebs. Uh-huh. I think it was a GIF or I saw something. Facebook post, Twitter thing.
Yeah.
So take that for what you will. Talk about citing sources. That's how deep my source goes.
Sweet.
Jesus comes up more in the Quran than Muhammad does.
Interesting. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
one of those fun facts, kind of like how there are no cats in the Bible.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, Islam is only 1,400 years old. It's fairly young as religions go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was started in 570 AD.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And Jesus had come and gone, and there's been a couple hundred years of Christianity before somebody over there was like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
We got this other guy.
We got this other dude over here.
How does that happen, man? Some guy's like, now I'm gonna write a book.
Okay, people back in the day.
Back in the day.
When some genius had this idea to say, I'm a prophet. For some reason, people believed it back in the day.
Mm.
And nowadays, we throw those people in the funny farm. So that's why there's no more. That's why there hasn't been a prophet in a really long time.
It's because now we understand mental illness and chemical imbalances in the brain.
Yes, sir. That's why there hasn't been a prophet in a while.
It hasn't been. Because the talking in tongues and stuff.
The next Jesus, guess what? Mm. He's in the funny farm right now. He's chilling.
With the brain tumor.
Yep.
That makes him speak in tongues right now.
Speaking tongues and have a direct line to the G-O-D. Yes, sir.
Oh, God. You're spelling God. Uh-huh. It took me a second to get there. All right. I didn't spell it out of my head.
Islam is one of these, you know, major world religion behemoths, especially now.
It's everywhere.
It has influenced art, culture, religion. I mean, obviously, it is a religion.
But even other religions, yeah, people, it breaks off. That's when you get into the sects.
I don't even want to talk. I'm trying not to go into the sects.
There's just so much.
Because there is just... Yeah, it's really... It's mind-blowing to see how many slight differences there are in these, you know, separate sects of the same giant religion.
Yeah. Well, because it gets so big.
Yeah.
Something that big isn't meant to... Or is religion meant to serve so many people in the same way? Like a set of rules, a set of beliefs, is that meant to fit so many hundreds of millions of people in one shot? That's why everyone's gonna
back in the day, you know, religion,
see a lot in Christianity, a lot of different sects.
Well, I mean, back in the day, you know, and even still today, you know, religion used to be, you know, specific to certain parts of the world. You know, there's a stark difference between Eastern religion and Western religion,
right?
Before
information even, passed back and forth,
even
that
still,
easily,
all of these quote unquote Western religions are fucking Eastern because they came from the Middle East. Yeah. Well, they traveled west, but for some reason they're the Western religions.
Because it's the Middle East. Differentiate somehow. It's spatial stuff.
That's all I'm saying. It's weird.
Time is relative.
So
we're not really here.
Time's a flat circle.
Blanket theory.
Time's a flat circle, Chris.
Time's a flat circle. That's how Terminator exists.
Yes.
Yeah. Does not explain Back to the Future.
Exactly. No, wait.
Back to the Future is alternate dimensions. Now we're talking about something totally different. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That could be. You know, we get how we. Man, we should just have a religion. We should start our own religion. Chris.
A time travel religion. Time travel movie based religion.
Scientology. Fuck.
Damn it. Dibious.
All right. By the way, Scientology.
Are we going to talk about Scientology?
No, because it's not a real religion.
Oh, I guess you'll explain that.
It's a cult.
Technically. Like, are we talking about legal terms or...
No, I'm not talking about legal terms.
This is Dr. Drew's analysis.
It's Dr. Drew's analysis.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's a bunch of crazies. I mean, it's no more crazy, you know. I don't think Scientology, you know, aliens and space beings and blah, 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 blah. That sounds a lot like the Bible, if you know, I mean, there's...
The Bible.
Because none of these quote-unquote beings are from Earth. So, by default, they're all alien beings anyway.
You mean like the angels and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And God.
Well, that's more supernatural, isn't it? That's more...
Still not of this earth.
Yeah, but like supernatural ethereal as opposed to straight up from another planet.
How do you know? Maybe they are from another planet.
I've seen that in movies.
What? Guy from another planet?
That's the end of Knowing. Spoiler alert. That's the end of
awful.
That's the end of Knowing, where it turns out that whenever like the earth gets screwed up or something, the whole Garden of Eden thing, that was just like aliens taking the best kids from anyway.
Sweet.
Stupid movie.
That sounds awful. All right, Chris. That was a brief overview of Islam. There's lots of stuff to go on here, so everything's going to be very brief.
That's cool.
I'm not going to get into anything, really.
We're just learning about religion, guys. The doctor is
Give me another one.
Oh, another number.
Give me another number.
Number...
You already did 7.
It was 1 through what?
1 through 20.
Number 18.
Taoism. This is morphin time. Yes. This is one of the Eastern religions.
That actually kind
of
worked. Morphin time.
Taoism is an ancient tradition of philosophy and religious belief that is deeply rooted in Chinese customs and worldview.
All right.
Taoist ideas have become popular throughout the world through Tai Chi Chuan. Mm-hmm. Qigong and various other martial arts.
Well, yeah, Tai Chi is just... I've read a little bit of Tai Chi. I know a couple stances. Hold bird in hand, exhale. You know, I know some of that stuff. It is very much about just meditation. What I've read, a lot of meditation, a lot of just breathing exercises and just trying to keep everything calm, cool inside.
Taoism is about the Tao.
Get your energy going. Probably.
It is usually translated as the way.
It's
just the way.
Yes, I should. I used to know that.
This is the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many paths up the mountain. This is the way. The Tao is the ultimate creative principle of the universe, and things are unified and connected in the Tao. So very much kind of blanket theory.
Yeah.
Taoism originated in China 2,000 years ago, so it's 600 years older than Islam.
And which makes it then a couple hundred years older, I'm sure, than Christianity.
Yes, definitely.
Started right around when Jesus was a little baby.
Taoism is a religion of unity and opposites, the yin and the yang.
Yes.
You know, you're very familiar with the yin and the yang.
Absolutely, the cool white and black circle thingy with the look like two sperms dancing.
Now remember here, Chris, the Tao is not God, and it is not worshipped by itself.
Right.
Taoism includes many deities that are worshipped in Taoist temples. They are part of the universe and depend, like everything, on the Tao.
So you're worshipping a whole lot of gods. That's the old school...
It's polytheism. Many gods.
Yes. Multi-gods.
Exactly, yes.
It's not
one, a whole bunch of them.
It's like you got the full Bright House package.
Yes.
We're also sponsored by Bright House.
Exactly. Ah, assholes.
But we have to pay more now for their sponsorship. The sales guy's really good.
Taoism promotes achieving harmony or union with nature, the pursuit of spiritual immortality, and being virtuous but not ostentatiously so, and self-development.
All right.
And like many Tao...
They're like, yo, bring it back a little. Get a little too crazy with it.
Taoism practices include meditation, feng shui, fortune-telling, and reading and chanting of scriptures.
See, now the meditation... The chanting kind of just falls out with the meditation, you know, because you're just, you know, doing a repetition thing. All that's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
Feng shui.
Feng shui's kind of weird.
It's some bullshit.
It's kind of weird.
It's proven bullshit. I looked into it. It's all about where your furniture is placed in the house, east-west style, and facing the window, and everything's got corners, and all these corners here, these sharp edges, very bad for us. Very bad. Shooting bad energy right into us everywhere we go. That's a bunch of BS.
Yes, and Taoism has no founder and no founding date. It grew up, well, it says on here also, even though it's 2,000 years old. Hmm. Apparently, it grew out of various religious and philosophical traditions in ancient China, including shamanism and nature religion.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who talk about Taoism as more of a philosophy than as an actual religion.
Mm-hmm. As yeah, they don't go to temples and like worship the many gods, the god of rain and the god of good sunshine times and the god of that's a little racist. Sorry. Hey, we're gonna be a little racist on the show every now and then, maybe slightly bigoted.
Just a little.
Just because we're dumb and we're trying not to be. We're trying.
I picked another number, Chris, 1 through 20.
Well, Dr. Drew's a little smart. That's why he's a doctor. 11.
Mormonism. You chose Mormonism.
So you're getting
more
up,
commonly
Mormonism,
known
you're,
as
you're getting up early to like the Boy Scouts.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Right, so it's like Christian, but not
founded in 19th century America in America, and
founded in America.
And it has over 12 million members worldwide.
That's American right there.
The church is centered on Christ, but has substantial differences in belief to the Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox Christian churches.
To the point where Mitt Romney running for president, that turned a lot of Christians off. They were like, whoa, a Mormon in the AML. I just might have known a few Christians personally. Who were like, a Mormon? Don't they wear that magic underwear?
Mormons believe that their church is a restoration of the church as conceived by Jesus.
Yeah.
And that the other Christian churches have gone astray.
Yes.
A church was founded by Joseph Smith in Joseph Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It was developed by Brigham Young, who migrated with the new Mormons to Salt Lake City in 1847. Mormons believe that God has a physical body, is married, and can have children.
I like that. I like that because that plays right into a story idea that I have that I always didn't know how. I honestly didn't know
that. So they believe
that
God's an alien.
Drew, I honestly didn't know that they believed that God had a physical body. Yes. And I don't want to say too much because I'm really working on something. I'm working on a thing where I need God to die. But well, I need a body.
Yep, it's okay. Go Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What if the Mormons were right?
They also believe that humans can become gods in the afterlife.
Now that's intense. But not just humans, though. I mean, it's white humans.
Mormons are strongly focused on traditional family life and values. They oppose abortion, homosexuality, unmarried sexual acts,
very
pornography,
so.
Gambling, tobacco, consuming alcohol, tea, coffee, and the use of drugs. No fun stuff whatsoever.
No fun stuff whatsoever. Can I know we're not talking about movies, but can I recommend a movie? There's a documentary on Netflix called Clean Flicks. It has nothing to do with Netflix. That's just what it's called.
Yeah.
Clean Flicks. F-L-I-X, I think. Really good documentary, and it's about how a whole cottage industry in the Salt Lake City, Utah area popped up for R-rated movies that were edited and then rented out as edited for Mormon families so they could sit down and watch them like the Big Lebowski with all the fucks cut out. And that means literally cutting out about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes of the movie just to get the fucks out of there, let alone the violence and any other shit that it needs to cut out. Oh, just to satisfy. That's intense, man. That's crazy. Check that out.
Yeah. The Book of Mormon tells the story
Mormon
of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the American continent, including a visit by the risen Jesus to the people of the New World. By the way, if you didn't know, when Jesus came back to life, he came to America.
I gotta read that book. That's another book I gotta read.
Mormons believe that gods and human beings are made of the same basic stuff, but at different levels of progressive development.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I guess you're like a baby god?
Yeah, and so are you.
I kind of like that. That's kind of cool.
I can be a baby god.
Yeah, totally.
They call me, that's what they call me on the streets.
Baby god.
What's up, baby god?
All right, so that's Mormonism. They're crazy as hell, aren't they?
I remember a thing, I don't know, this could just be anti-Mormon propaganda for all I know, considering the source of the time. But I remember hearing about how the Mormons had a thing where heaven had levels.
Sweet.
Do
I have to pay actual like cash physical money to get to the top level?
No, it's not like Catholicism where it's all about the money, right? It's not.
Indulgences.
You're good to go if you're a Mormon. You can get to that top level. Why? Because you're white.
Oh, sweet. So there's a white level, a black level, an Asian level, a Hispanic level?
I don't know if it breaks down to this. I don't know if Asians and Hispanics can get in. I have no idea. But I know that black people are considered, the reason their skin is dark is because they're cursed, according to the Mormon religion.
Sweet.
And that's why they could only get to, like, lower heaven.
All right, give me another number, Chris. You and your lower heaven going ass.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I can get into lower heaven.
You're brown,
heaven.
I know.
I'm barely brown. I got to be out in the sun. See, that's not brown up there. Two.
Two. Oh, this is a fun one. This is a more modern religion. Baha'i.
Message for you, son.
Oh, well.
I think that's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
He just got
hit in the chest with a note.
Yeah.
And he pulls the note off there.
Message for you, son.
And he falls over.
As you can see, there's a whole bunch of buttons and they're small and I can't really read them.
That's cool. So Baha'i is one of the youngest of the world's major religions.
Baha'i.
And it was founded by Baha'u'llah in Iran in 1863.
How do you spell that? Baha'i?
B-A-H-A apostrophe I.
B-A-H-A apostrophe I.
Yes.
Baha'i?
Iran was then a mainly Muslim country, and probably still is.
Yeah.
And the faith was proclaimed by a young Iranian who called himself the Bab. He said a messenger would soon arrive from God, who would be the latest in a line of prophets, including Moses, Muhammad, and Jesus Christ. So this guy basically came back and said he was the next prophet in this long line of Abrahamic prophets, and said that he is God's final messenger. The Baha'i faith accepts all religions as having true and valid origin. The idea of progressive revelation is of central significance for the faith. This guy taught that God intervenes through human history at different times to reveal more of himself through his messengers, called divine messengers or manifestations of God. So, like, Jesus was a manifestation.
Right.
Muhammad was the next one. This guy was the next one.
Okay.
So, apparently one of those crazies made it out.
The Bab.
Yes.
Like, what about the Bab?
The central idea of the faith is that of unity. They believe that they should work together for the common benefit of humanity.
Hey, okay, that's cool.
There's about 6 million of these crazy bastards
Baha'ians
in the world.
6 million of them.
Yeah.
Most in Iran?
Probably not.
Spread out, you think?
No.
Baha'i?
I mean, it's definitely more of one of the... It's a progressive religion.
It sounds
like someone took Christianity and Islam and kind of lumped some stuff together and went like, it's all cool, guys. Let's just all become one, man. Come on.
You know, that's cool with me. I like that. Except that, I don't know, about some guy called the Bab, but like putting himself at the top of it.
Yeah, well, you know, that he's a little crazy, probably. Give me another number, Chris.
Four.
Ooh, this is one I have no... I don't know anything about this. Candomblé. It's a religion based on African beliefs, which is particularly proper in Brazil. It also practiced in other countries and as many as 2 million followers.
Okay, 2 million. A third of the Baha'ians.
Yes.
And what's it called again?
Candomblé.
Candomblé.
The religion is a mixture of traditional Yoruba, Fon, and Bantu beliefs, which originated from different regions in Africa. It has also incorporated some aspects of the Catholic faith over time. Great. Fantastic.
Hopefully it's not the ones involving having sex with little boys.
This is a religion which combines elements of many religions, and it's called a syncretic religion. So basically, it's just... You got some old-school polytheistic African beliefs mixed in with some Catholicism, and boom. You got Kendall.
Shake it up, boom.
Yeah.
2 million people. Yeah, it's not bad. All those people donated a dollar.
It's an oral tradition. It has no holy scriptures, so it's not like anybody wrote anything down.
Oh, well. I mean, guys, get with the times.
There is no concept of good or bad in Candomblé. Each person is only required to fulfill his or her destiny to the fullest, regardless of what it is. So, basically, if you think it's your destiny to be a rampaging murderer, then by all means, be a rampaging murderer. Just do it to the best of your ability.
I don't know if I like the general openness of that, of that commandment. It seems a little flawed. I think you may have exposed a flaw in the Candomblé system.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those personal religions. No, you are your own god.
I am my own Candomblé.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm not too big on those kind of religions.
It's a little out there.
A little selfish.
Why don't you give me another number, Chris?
How about number 19?
Unitarianism.
Ooh. Unitarianism. Ooh, I gotta hit a button.
That's pretty good, I guess. There are about seven. I don't care. Blah, 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 blah. Unitarianism is an open-minded and individualistic approach to religion. It gives scope for a very wide range of beliefs and doubts. Religious freedom for each individual is at the heart of Unitarianism. Everyone is free to search for meaning in life in a responsible way.
All right.
And to reach their own conclusions. In line with their approach to religious truth, Unitarians see diversity and pluralism as valuable rather than threatening. They want religion to be broad, inclusive, and tolerant. Unitarianism can therefore include people who are Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, pagan, and atheist.
Goddamn. So it kind of includes a lot of stuff in there.
Well, they have no standard set of beliefs, belief that religious truth is not necessarily or primarily laid down either in scriptures, by a holy person, or by a religious institution.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically just a bunch of kind of religious people who are looking at moral core values.
They're the libertarians of religion.
Basically.
There you go. I can get that one. Yeah. That's cool.
Basically.
They're just like, yo, be cool. Just be cool to each other. You don't need all this other bullshit.
Unitarianism grew out of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century.
Out of Protestant... Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. As an answer directly to Catholicism, and at that time it's a goddamn reign of unholy terror that held all over the dumb, unwashed, dirty masses. Like, how dare you not know Latin? Even by then, Latin was a dead language. You know, like, oh, you can't read this book. It's in Latin.
Yeah, once again, pay me. Monotheistic religion. One God, as opposed to, you know, many gods, or a fucking holy trinity of gods that are all the same goddamn thing. Yeah, what the hell is that?
It's still one God.
No, it's three.
No, it's one God.
It's three.
But it's like he just kind of stepped out of himself. But then he was also himself. And then he was like, what's up? How come I can't do this? And then he said to himself,
oh, wait, I can!
Because he got it. Because that's how it works.
All right, next.
10.
Judaism. Judaism. Followers of Judaism are called Jews.
What?
There are. They've been persecuted pretty much the entire time they've been around.
Does it say that there that they're called Jews? Oh, no. I don't think they like that. There's some of them don't like that.
I'm sure, but they are. They're Jews. you know, J-O-O.
J-O-O, South Park, yeah, there you go.
Judaism is the original of the three Abrahamic faiths, which includes Christianity and Islam. According to information published by the Jewish People Policy Planning Institute, there are about 13.1 million Jewish people in the world in 2007.
And consider the many millions I've been killed throughout history.
Yes. Judaism originated in the Middle East over 3,500 years ago. So, like I said, this is the trunk of the Abrahamic religions.
All right, 3,500 years ago. Okay.
It was founded by Moses, although Jews trace their history back to Abraham.
But they were considered to be founded by Moses? I guess the Ten Commandments? They consider that the founding of...
I guess.
This is how we're doing it. This is God. These are our rules. We're listening to this dude. That's interesting. I never thought of it that way.
The Jews believe that there is only one God in whom they have a covenant. In exchange for all the good that God has done for the Jewish people keep God's laws and try to bring holiness into every aspect of their lives.
Okay, yeah.
Judaism has a rich history of religious text, but the central and most important religious document is the Torah.
Yes.
Jewish traditional or oral law, the interpretation of the laws of the Torah is called something that I cannot pronounce. Spiritual leaders.
Spell for me.
H A L A K H A H.
H A L A
K H A H.
H A H?
Yes.
The halakha.
All right, what he said. Spiritual leaders are called rabbis, Jewish worship in temples called synagogues.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's nice. Just in case you didn't know, over 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust in an attempt to wipe out Judaism.
6 million? Goddamn. And that's not like they were always like, yo, they also got rid of all the gays, all the Romas,
the blacks,
all the blacks, whoever doesn't fit the profile, get the fuck out of here. My landlord, I'm pretty sure he's a little Jewish. Let's get rid of this guy over here. Now I don't owe anyone money. Hey, this works pretty good for me. Hi, my name's Heinrich, and that's my new character I'm working on.
And also,
if you
didn't know,
who sees all the bright sides of the Holocaust?
Followers of Judaism have pretty much been persecuted since the dawn of time.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I thought they were paid workers for the.
Yeah, they were. They found that.
They found the.
Yeah. So maybe not so persecuted. Since the dawn of time.
Well, but still. They've had a rough go at it.
Give another number, Chris.
Number 5.
Oh, Christianity.
Hey, Apple.
No, it sucks.
That's
better.
Christianity, yeah. All right. Christianity is the world's biggest religion with about 2.1 billion followers. It's based on the teachings of Jesus Christ who lived in the Holy Land 2,000 years
billion?
Ago. 2.1 billion.
And how many for Islam was it? Was less than that or more than that? Was that around the same? It was also around 2?
Yeah, it's around 2 billion. There are so many different sects of Christianity that it hurts to even think about.
Catholicism, Protestant, Seventh-day Adventist, Greek Orthodox. Hold on, I can do this. Lutheran, for sure Lutheran. Interdenominational, does that count? Where they're all included, where it's just like, just the Bible, yo, just the Bible. Actually, it's non-denominational. That's all I got.
All right. Well, Christians, these crazy bastards, they believed Jesus was the Messiah promised in the Old Testament.
I don't know. My thumb hit that by accident.
Jesus was the Messiah.
The Old Testament, a.k.a.
Judaism.
The Torah, yeah. Judaism in general, their entire religion. They're like, hey, they've been saying this prophet's been coming. This is the dude.
Yeah.
This is the dude. They spoke about him in the book of Isaiah. Here he is now. My book, my name's Matthew. Nice to meet you. Buy my new book, the book of Matthew. Don't buy John's book. John's book sucks.
John's a dick. Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I don't know about this new guy.
They believe that God sent his son.
But he's also God.
To earth to save humanity from the consequences of its sins.
God sent himself
as
via
his
own son.
Yes.
It's like he sent a piece of himself. Like if you cut off your own hand. It's like if your wife was kidnapped. But you didn't have any money, so you cut off your own hand and you set your hand in to get her back. Because I don't got no money. Here's my hand. I'll give you my hand.
Christians believe that there's only one God, but there are three elements. There's the Father, the Son,
and
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, there's that whole thing.
One,
too.
Two, three.
So there's the ghost part.
Yes, there's the ghost part. There's God as his son. And then there's
the ghost
God
part.
The Father.
I don't think the ghost part comes out until Jesus dies and then comes back to life. And then 40 days later...
Just God
goes to heaven. I think God.
It takes him a while, man.
God Ghost comes, I think, shortly after that.
God Ghost.
I think so.
It's the Holy Spirit. Christians also believe a whole bunch of other super crazy shit.
Like what? The snake handlers. That's another sect that the snake handlers. And I talk about crazy shit. But like, cool. What are you talking about? I don't believe in.
I'm talking like angels and like
angels are cool, bro. Angels protect us. They give us the edge of protection.
There's flaming swords.
Flaming swords are dope. Who doesn't like a flaming sword?
There's some sort of fallen angel that lives underneath us all, plotting our doom and destruction.
That son of a bitch, man. He could have been cool. He could have just been. He was God's favorite. God plays favorites. That was his favorite.
Nice.
And then he turned on him. And he was like, I don't want to be God. You can't be God. God's a God. Banished.
The virgin birth thing, you know?
Virgin birth. That's totally cool, man.
God sent his super sperm into Mary.
But
without anybody knowing.
No, but she knew, told her in a dream ahead of time, so it wasn't all rapey or whatever. He's considerate. He's like, hey, you've been chosen. And then she's like, what? And he's like, oh, never mind. You're pregnant.
You're pregnant. Man.
Disappear. So Mary's like, what? Joseph. I don't think she meant Joseph. Point. What if Mary was a beard for Joseph? Anyway.
Maybe. Anyway, Christianity. Pretty appropriate in my book. Give me another number, Chris.
Number 8.
All right. Jainism.
No, that was... Let me do another one.
Jainism is an ancient religion from India that teaches the way to liberation and bliss is to live lives of harmlessness and renunciation.
Be cool.
Renunciation.
And what?
Harmlessness and renunciation.
Renunciation.
The essence of Jainism is concern for the welfare of every being in the universe and for the health of the universe itself.
So just be cool. Be cool to the universe. Be cool.
Jains believe that animals and plants, as well as human beings, contain living souls. Mm-hmm. Each of these souls is considered of equal value and should be treated with respect and compassion.
Okay.
So, you know, no God created all this stuff for us. It's like, it's all the same, man.
It's all like, we're cool, man.
Yep.
So why you gotta be, like, outlawing plants and stuff?
Jains are strict vegetarians and live in a way that minimizes the use of the world's resources.
Oh, they're vegetarian?
Yeah, it's one of these... It's an Eastern religion started in India.
Mm.
So, you know, we're talking karma, reincarnation.
Don't eat the cows.
Except there are no gods or spiritual beings that will help human beings, by the way.
So you're on your own.
There are three jewels of Jainism.
The jewels?
Right belief, right knowledge, and right conduct.
Okay.
The supreme principle of Jain living is nonviolence.
Okay, cool. I'm down with that.
And this is one of the five great vows. The other great vows are non-attachment to possessions, not lying, not stealing, and sexual restraint, with celibacy as the ideal.
Oh, see, you lost me.
Why do all these religions try and deal with human sexuality so much?
They want you to feel ashamed about your genitals.
My genitals are awesome.
They want you to feel ashamed about them and where you mash them.
But when I play with them, fun stuff happens.
Well, yeah.
And when I mash them together with another person, even more fun stuff happens.
They don't want you to mash them together with too many other people. Just gotta find that one person, and then stick to that. Bump uglies.
Jainism has no priests. Its professional religious people are monks and nuns who lead strict and ascetic lives.
They choose to.
Most Jains live in India. And according to a 2001 census in India, there are about 4.2 million of them.
4.2 million?
Jainism is a branch, or they consider themselves more of, more akin to Hinduism.
Okay.
Which, why not? We'll go into next. So you've chosen number six next.
I said number six.
So we got Hinduism. There are about 900 million adherents of the Hindu faith worldwide. It's the religion of the majority of people in India and Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
Hinduism may or may not be the oldest living religion in the world.
Ah, really? Interesting. Okay. Polytheistic, right?
Or at least elements within it stretch back many thousands of years.
Praise Shiva.
It's closely associated with both conceptually and historically with other major Indian religions such as Buddhism and Sikhism. Unlike most other religions, Hinduism has no single founder, no single scripture, and no commonly agreed set of teachings. Throughout its extensive history, there have been many key figures teaching different philosophies and writing numerous holy books.
Hmm.
For these reasons, writers often refer to Hinduism as a way of life or a family of religions rather than a single religion.
Interesting, because it's so old now at this point. Yeah. Too. It's just broken
exactly. So might as well talk about another one of these.
No more Hinduism?
Well, it's more of a broader spectrum.
Okay. It's the umbrella.
We'll go into Buddhism next.
Which is number...
Three.
Three, which is what I said, number three.
Fuck off!
I don't think the Buddhists would be cool with that. Buddhists are pretty laid back. This is another one of the Eastern traditions. And it focuses on personal spiritual development and the attainment of deep insight into the true nature of life, Chris.
Okay.
There are close to 400 million followers worldwide. They seek to reach a state of nirvana, Buddhists, following the path of the Buddha. There is no belief in a personal God. Buddhists believe that nothing is fixed or permanent, and that change is always possible. The path to enlightenment is through the practice and development of morality,
mm-hmm.
meditation, mm-hmm. and wisdom.
Okay.
It
sounds all well and good, you know, it's all just...
The Buddha was born to a royal family in present-day Nepal over 2,500 years ago. He was raised in, I guess, Hindu traditions, and then decided to sit down and make his own religion out of it.
I mean, why not?
All about the quest for enlightenment and meditation. Buddhists can worship both at home or at temple. And the path to enlightenment is through the practice and development of morality, meditation, and wisdom.
I mean, can you argue against any of that stuff, really?
No, not really. I really do like the Eastern traditions more than the Western, because
it's more about just meditating and being in tune with the world around you and nature and universe. And
as opposed to some bearded man in the sky telling me what to do and telling me they're going to hell.
Bearded man is important, man. don't talk about bearded man. He's listening. He's listening. Be careful.
All right, give me another number, Chris.
Number 14.
Nah, you already did 14.
Number...
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Santeria. Santeria is a major world religion, Chris.
Let the games begin.
Santeria.
Santeria's scared.
It's the way of the saints. It's an Afro-Caribbean religion based on Yoruba beliefs and traditions with some Roman Catholic elements added. The religion is also known as La Regla Lukumi and the Rule of Osha.
Mm.
So Santeria is a syncretic religion that grew out of the slave trade in Cuba. So it's another one of these African traditions mixed with Christianity from the slave owners, and you get Santeria. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of animal sacrifice and fun stuff and chicken blood.
Crazy dancing around fires.
Crazy dancing around fires.
Some Lisa Bonet shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
Santeria. can I get another number, Chris?
Number 15.
Shinto.
Shin what?
It is the major religion of Japan.
Okay. Shinto, that's right. Shinto, yes.
Shinto has no known founder or single scripture. It is the Japanese devotion to invisible spiritual beings and powers called kami, to shrines, and various other cultural rituals. Shinto is not a way of explaining the world. What matters are rituals that enable human beings to communicate with spirits. So it's a spirit.
The spirit religion. World. Trying to get in touch with the spirit world.
Yes. Kami, now don't be confused. Kami are not gods or God, but they are spirits that are concerned with human beings. They appreciate our interest in them and want us to be happy. And if they are treated properly, they will intervene in our lives and bring benefits like health, business success, and good exam results.
Okay. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like how they threw in the good exam results because exams are important.
Well, it is a very Japanese religion. You know, it is.
They practice Shinto much outside of Japan, probably not.
No, it's the unofficial national religion of Japan. But it's more of ritual. Ritual rather than belief is at the heart of Shinto. Japanese people don't usually think of Shinto specifically as a religion. It's simply an aspect of Japanese life. It has enabled Shinto to coexist happily with Buddhism for centuries.
So you can be into Shintoism and Buddhism, and it's all good.
Yep. No founder, no god, and does not require adherence to follow it as their only religion.
See, I'm down with that.
It's just basically, you know, ritual
it's like a class where you sign yourself in.
Yeah. Exactly. Just make sure, like, hey there, spirits. I'm over here doing this thing. Here's some stuff. Have a nice day.
I'm here. We're cool.
Give me another number, Chris.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8.
12, 13, 16, 20.
12.
Paganism.
Paganism?
Paganism.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And a lot of people do want to rumble with the pagans. Paganism encompasses a diverse community with some groups concentrating on specific traditions, practices, or elements such as ecology, witchcraft, Celtic traditions, or certain ancient gods. Mm-hmm. Wiccans, druids, shamans, sacred ecologists, Odinists, and heathens all make up parts of the pagan community.
Yeah.
So it's a nature religion. There are witches and spells.
And isn't a whole bunch of the holidays we have based on like pagan holidays?
Well, they are because they're all based on
solstices and weather
changes. When new religions come around, Chris, they need followers.
Yeah.
So what they do is they backpack on the old,
like Festivus.
Exactly. They backpack on the old holidays and make it their own.
I noticed Festivus is
on the list. That's why, Christianity, that's why Christmas is at the end of the year as opposed to, in the summer when Jesus was probably born.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to celebrate Christmas during the summer?
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
End of the year. Yes. That's the way to do it.
Exactly. The Winter Festival.
Yes. Because my birthday is like right around the corner, too, so I get double presents. Double presents.
Or you just get one present for both, or is yours far enough away from each
other?
They're
far enough away.
See, mine's not. Oh. I used to get screwed out of those presents.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Give me another number, Chris.
16. 16.
Oh, Sikhism, we already went over that. It's just another one of those Indian Hindu things that I know nothing about.
They still get their sound effects.
Next.
13.
Oh, Rastafarianism. It's a young religion founded in Jamaica in the 1930s.
Whoa!
They smoke a lot of weed. Of sorts.
That's cool, man. They chief that stuff down. It's crazy. Like chimneys.
Rastafarians believe that Haile Selassie is God. He was the king of Ethiopia in 1930. And he will return to Africa, members of the black community who are living in exile as a result of colonization and slave trade. Rastafari theology developed from the ideas of Marcus Garvey, a political activist who wanted to improve the status of fellow blacks. There are approximately 1 million world adherents of Rastafari as a faith. Followers of Rastafari are known by a variety of names: Rastafarians, Rastas, Sufferers, Locksmen, Dreads, or Dreadlocks.
Dreads, but not dreads.
Rastafarianism spread globally following the success of Bob Marley and his music in the 1970s. Rastafarians believe that blacks are the chosen people of God, and that through colonization and the slave trade, their role has been suppressed. The movement's great concerns are with the repatriation of blacks to their homeland, Africa, and the reinstatement of blacks' position in society. It's an exocentric religion, as Haile Selassie, whom adherents consider as God, is outside the religion. Rastafari religious ceremonies consist of chanting, drumming, and meditating in order to reach a state of heightened spirituality. Also, smoking weed.
Lots of it.
Lots of it.
Lots and lots of it.
Rastafarians follow a number of Old Testament laws, so a little bit of Judaism wrapped in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good laws in there. Don't lie.
Don't cheat. Rastafarians are opposed to abortion and contraception.
They're opposed to
abortion and contraception.
How do they feel about spilling the seed upon the earth?
Nah, I don't know. Probably not very much.
Because apparently pull-out method is even looked down upon.
Yeah, totally. Rather in the belly of a whore, right?
Rather than the belly of a whore.
No, rather in the belly of a whore.
Oh, rather in the belly of a whore.
Then spilled on the ground.
Who I then cut with my knife that the Lord gave me.
Next.
20?
Zoroastrianism. It's one of the oldest monotheistic religions. It was founded by the prophet Zoroaster in ancient Iran approximately 3,500 years ago.
Right around the Judaism.
Yeah, about 500 years before.
3,500?
For 1,000 years, Zoroastrianism was one of the most powerful religions in the world. It was the official religion of Persia from 600 BC to 650 CE.
God damn. And Persia was like, it was not like little old Persia. It was a Persian empire.
And it is now the world's smallest religion. Zoroastrians believe that there is one god called Ahura Mazda, the wise lord, and he created the world.
I drive an Ahura Mazda. I have an 89 Ahura Mazda. It's got 250,000 miles on it, which is great.
Zoroastrians believe that the elements, such as fire, represents God's light or wisdom. Ahura Mazda revealed the truth through the prophet Zoroaster.
Mm-hmm.
They traditionally pray several times a day. They worship communally at a fire temple because, They believe that fire is the light of God.
Fire temples. And fire temples are cool.
Yep.
Legitimately cool.
The Zoroastrian book of Holy Scriptures is called the Avesta.
Okay.
And they are roughly...
So they have a book of scriptures.
Yeah, and there's a couple different sects of them, I guess, as well, even though there's so few of them left.
So even then, they can't all get together and agree on some shit.
All right, next, we're going to skip over spiritualism because it's just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo.
Just a bunch of new age, hippy-dippy, crystal-wearing, incense-burning bullshit.
Spiritualists believe in communication with the spirits of people who have died. So, you know, Ouija boards, crystals, talking to past lives, and the ghost of your grandmother still watching you, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Which leaves number 9, the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Roadhouse.
Do you want a different one?
Nah, that's fine. Jehovah's Witnesses are members of a Christian-based religious movement. And this denomination was founded in the United States towards the end of the 19th century. Mm-hmm. They got about 6.9 million active witnesses.
Man. We're all witnesses.
They do door-to-door. They do door-to-door evangelical work, witnessing from house to house. Off.
Well, that was really loud. Sorry.
Although Christian-based, the group believes that the traditional Christian churches have deviated from the true teachings of the Bible and do not work in full harmony with God.
Okay. So that's why they go around in their white shirts and ties on their bicycles and they're trying to tell people, yo!
Jehovah's Witnesses base their beliefs only on the text of the Bible and ignore mere human speculations or religious creeds. They believe that the Bible is the Word of God and consider its 66 books to be divinely inspired and historically accurate.
So, man. So, what about the whole no cats thing?
They don't exist.
Our cats aren't real.
Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas or Easter because they believe that these festivals are based or massively contaminated by pagan customs and religions.
They point out that Jesus did not
ask his followers to mark his birthday.
So, they're actually right about that stuff. But they also don't, do birthdays or anything either, which just makes them sound like no fun.
The church is also heavily millennial, which means they think that the end times are coming.
You mean they would have came already at 2000?
It's always the end times.
Fair enough.
And finally, atheism. Correct. Yeah, that's what most...
Any of the
people who believe in any of the last religions I just talked about for an hour.
That's what they all think.
That's what they all think about atheists.
Yeah.
Atheism is the absence of belief in any gods or spiritual beings. The word atheism comes from A, meaning without, and theism, meaning belief in God or gods.
There you go.
Atheists don't use God to explain the existence of the universe. Atheists say that human beings can devise suitable moral codes to live by without the aid of gods or scriptures. So they basically believe that man created God as opposed to everybody else that believes that God created man.
Right. And that, hey, you want the world to work all right? Just be cool.
Exactly. According to the BBC, people are atheists for many reasons. They find insufficient evidence to support any religion.
Yeah.
They think that religion is nonsensical. They once had a religion and have lost faith in it. They live in a non-religious culture. Religion doesn't interest
them.
Religion doesn't seem relevant to their lives.
Well.
Religions seem to have done a lot of harm in the world. The world is such a bad place that there can't be a God.
That's a Bill Maher approach there at the end.
Yes. Uh-huh. Many atheists are also secularists and are hostile to any special treatment given to organized religion. I guess I would be a secularist. That shit makes me really fucking angry.
Humanist.
Those bastards don't pay taxes, Chris. They don't pay taxes.
Yeah, neither does Walmart. Yeah, they get special treatment. Because it's all about charity, man. We're like a non-profit and stuff. It's supposed to be anyway. A lot of churches are. A lot of small churches. Yeah. They're not all huge mega churches.
Most people...
Chooch! Take him to chooch.
Most people would think that atheism is a fairly new religion, of sorts.
Yeah, I can't.
A religion of science of sorts.
Yeah.
That it has come from the ages. Many gods, one god, no god. You just keep taking away bits and pieces. But you'd be wrong, sir.
I am wrong. That's what I thought. No, that's not what I thought. But still, I'm wrong. Because?
Because most, a lot, many of the ancient Greek and Roman philosophers were actually atheists, including Epicurus, Democritus, and Lucretius. They were the first atheist writers all the way back in the ancient Greek times.
Shut up!
No. Epicurus put forward the theory of materialism, that only that the only things that exist are bodies and the space between them. Epicurus taught that the soul was made of material objects, so when the body dies, the soul dies with it. There is no afterlife.
That's it. Just
Epicurus.
The light shuts off.
Thought that gods might exist, but if they did, they did not have anything to do with human beings. And religion was the human activity of he believed that religion was the human activity of trying to live in the way such noble but unknowable gods might live.
That's what she said.
So yeah, ancient Greek philosophers were actually the first atheists. All the way back in the days before the Jesus Christo.
First recorded atheists.
Yes. So for a long time, there have been somebody who's looked at what all these people have said and been like, dude, you're fucking crazy.
In the beginning, there was some guy that was like, there's something up there. And then right away, there was a guy next to him was like,
no, there's not.
No, there's not. Ain't nothing up there.
But yeah, so that was a quick rundown of 20 of the major world religions.
And all right, so this is where we pick which one's right. Do we do number system again? I pick a number first.
Well, first, I want to point out that a lot of these religions actually have a lot in common. Like the flood myth, Moses and the flood.
Yeah,
no, not Moses.
Noah.
Just saw the movie. Not talking about movies.
Darren Aronofsky's.
Yes. Both the Hebrew Bible. The Epic of Gilgamesh, which is an old Babylonian Bible of sorts. Hindu mythology, Aztec mythology, Greek mythology, and Norse mythology, and the Quran all have a flood myth in them.
Where the whole world, the whole world is flooded.
Is flooded, and there's only one survivor, and they repopulate the world.
Well, not just one, sorry, one family. Well,
yeah. Still.
It's got to incest this family up to get things going.
Exactly. Well, Adam and Eve was all incest anyway.
Hey, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Many cultures also have story about divine figures whose death create an essential part of reality. Such as the a lot of these are like the ancient Chinese myth of Pangu, the Indian Vedic myth of Purusha, the Norse myth of Ymir, and the Christian myth of Jesus. The Christian myth of Jesus. All have creative sacrifice, where you know somebody sacrifices themselves for the world.
Well, is it possible that Jesus read that? And I was like, this is what I gotta do.
Perhaps
this is how the sacrifices happen. I got a sacrifice.
Perhaps.
Right.
There's also the myth of the dying god.
Okay.
Many Near Eastern like mythologies.
The dying.
Egyptians, Mesopotamians, the Greeks.
Yeah, those guys.
And the Christians all have their own version of a myth of a god or a son of God or whatever. It dies, something happens, and then magically it comes back to life.
Not magic, it's through God magic.
So the Egyptian god Osiris, the Mesopotamian god Tammuz, the Greek myth of Adonis and Dionysus, and of course, Jesus. Eerily similar stories.
Eerily. I mean, just because they're a couple beats similar doesn't mean it's the same song. Ice Ice Baby is a totally different beat.
Many world religions also mention a place called an Axis Mundi.
The Axis Mundi?
It's a place that sits at the center of the world and acts as a point of contact between different levels of the universe.
Okay.
So, you know, think of the Yggdrasil. You know, the tree of the world tree of ancient Norse mythology.
You mean like a home tree in Avatar?
Yes. Okay. Kind of. except it goes to different planes of existence.
You mean like the tree in the fountain?
No, like the remember Thor? Remember the movie Thor? Remember?
No, I don't actually.
It pulls out at one point in time, and he's talking to Natalie Portman about the different dimensions and blah this, blah that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Here's this, here's that, here's that." Yeah. All those different planets are all connected through the world tree and Axis Mundi.
I got you. I got you. Thank you. Thank you for speaking the language I could understand.
Yes.
Which is big pictures.
Also, many of the ancient polytheistic religions, they have a creation myth where a group of younger, more civilized gods conquer and struggle against a group of older gods that represent the forces of chaos.
Hmm.
So, you know, like, you got the new kids on the block, they're beating up the old dudes, and now we can make humanity.
Then Ensign comes around?
Yes, exactly.
That's what humanity has built up to.
Yeah.
Boy bands.
So that's some similarities. And now I want to talk about some differences between some religions. Now, obviously, all religions have differences, or they'd all be one religion. But,
And wouldn't that make it so much easier?
Just to kind of break it all down, I'm going to go East versus West.
Okay.
So the Eastern traditions, and then what the Western traditions think about it.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the main things of religion is, what is our ultimate reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people in the East, in most cases, it's an impersonal ultimate reality. The source of their existence are gods and, you know, karma, ultimate truth. These are all very impersonal principles that rule the universe, as opposed to Western traditions where God is personal. You know, it's God's will this, God's will that.
Yep.
It's all planned by this being, as opposed to it all just kind of is.
But you have free will.
The physical world is, in the Eastern traditions, a manifestation of the ultimate reality. You know, once again, it just kind of is.
Mm.
It's there. It always has been. It always will be. As opposed to in the Western traditions, God creates everything out of nothing. You know, one second, there's nothing. There's nothing. There never was anything. Until God snapped his fingers and boom, stuff.
How did he do that?
I don't know. You have to talk to him.
It's pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Once again, on the topic of human nature.
Mm.
In the East, according to Hinduism, humans have a divine essence and an impersonal nature. In Buddhism, it's a product of five aggregates which generate the illusion of personal existence. And personhood is a hindrance to attaining liberation. So, you know, you as yourself, you're trying to go through these levels.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, nirvana.
Trying to get to white heaven.
Exactly. Trying to get to white heaven. Trying to get to the nothingness of awesome, where everything is well and good.
Okay.
As opposed to the Western traditions, where, you know, once again, everything is very personal. You were created by God, and you have to do these things, and then you'll go to heaven.
He's going to give me a room in his house.
Yes.
That's an actual thing.
The human condition. In the Eastern
Mario. Woo-hoo!
In the Eastern traditions, ignorance prevents us from knowing the true divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
In the Western traditions, we sinned. God says "fuck you," and we got to get back into his good graces.
Right.
The meaning of salvation. In the Eastern traditions, there is no "quote unquote" salvation. All that there really is you know, a path to the ultimate divinity of the
enlightenment.
The white nothingness.
There's not salvation, there's enlightenment.
As opposed to the Western tradition,
you gotta be saved.
Because we fucked up. We fucked up somewhere.
Man.
And now we gotta be saved.
I don't remember fucking up. Actually, I do.
Now, to attain salvation, in the Eastern traditions, humans, you know, meditate.
To get enlightenment.
Yeah, to get enlightenment. Meditate, be cool. Mm. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
In the Western traditions, you have to accept a covenant with God and do what he says. And then, only then, will you attain true salvation.
Eagle!
I thought that was going to be an eagle call.
Call!
I was hoping for more triumphant.
And then there's the whole, you know, the whole Jesus stuff, and that's really important to the Western traditions.
The Jesus stuff,
You know, Jesus dies on the cross is the only solution to our salvation.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the Son.
Not necessarily that act, but believing in that
act
and that it happened is a salvation.
Yes. And, you know, Jesus was the sacrifice and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eastern traditions believe all that's kind of silly. Because they're like, Jesus is a dude. What are you talking about?
He's just a guy.
He's got to be a guy.
Yeah, but I was trying to think of a Christian t-shirt that I've seen many, many times, but I couldn't think of any. There's one I remember where he's like, there's one event. It's like it's a Lord's Gym shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it's Jesus. And he's doing a push-up and he has a cross on his back. And it's very gory. He's got the crown of thorns on his head. There's blood in there. And people are walking around with that.
Pushing those weights.
No, he's doing push-ups. That'd be funny if it was doing it as a bench press. If he was bench pressing across.
to wrap it all up, Chris.
Wrap it up.
With all these people out there thinking all these different things about all these different guys, all these different ways.
Right.
Millions
of people with hundreds and thousands of...
Yada, yada, yada. Uh-huh, My only logical conclusion...
Okay. Bringing logic into it.
...is not that any one of these religions is right, but it's that they are all wrong.
Not one can be right. They all have to be wrong.
Well, I mean, if...
I mean, the odds of one of them being right.
The odds of one of them being right are pretty fucking slim. The odds of all of them being wrong... pretty big.
It's pretty good. Does that mean there's a religion out there that just the proper religion just needs to be started? That's what I'm hearing, Drew. That's what you're telling me.
They've tried over and over and over and over and over and over again.
So what you're telling me is we need to keep trying. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just saying we need to give up.
No, you're saying we need a new religion that we can all get behind, because that will be maybe we'll get it right.
You can all be Druish if you want to.
And what's in Druidism?
Druism.
What's in Druism?
You know, like in Spaceballs. Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
Jewish. So what's in Druism?
I just think
It's a mix of what? Throwing a little bit of
it's a mix
Baha'i?
It's a little bit of Baha'i, a little bit of atheism.
A little bit of that Wendigo.
A whole lot of evolution.
A touch
and,
of Sangria.
And,
I mean, Santeria.
No, and a touch of Sangria
and
in there,
touch
too.
And a Sangria.
But I'm taking it out.
A little bit of Rastafarianism, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm taking out all this stuff about your genitals being bad.
What about
Because they're not.
Okay, good.
Genitals are awesome, and mashing them up with somebody is a lot of fun.
Or refrigerators, if you're Christopher Maloney.
Yes, or refrigerators, if you're Christopher Maloney.
Two people got that joke.
Yeah.
And Chris Maloney is one of them. Thank you for listening, sir.
What
we
American
appreciate
summer.
It.
Great movie. So yeah, that was Dr. Drew's 2 cents on religion. It's all bullshit. It's all wrong. None of it's real.
Take that. Hadouken! You just Hadouken religion.
Damn straight.
Right in the face.
With my ball of chi.
Ha. That's part of religion, isn't it? Taoism.
Of sorts.
Bring it back to the beginning. Bring it all the way back around to the
All the way back around.
The way of the dragon.
But yeah, so that was just a touch of about 20 ways up the same path. Basically, you know, just like Chris said, the golden rule.
Be cool, man.
Just be cool.
You won't be, you'll be cool to you.
You'll be cool to me. I'll be cool to you. Everything will be cool.
It seems so simple. I don't know why people gotta be like, not cool.
Because my guy's better than yours. That's why.
Fine, just be cool. Just leave me alone about it.
No, I'm gonna throw rocks at you until you believe in my guy because it's better than yours.
See, now you're not being cool. The golden rule out the window. You're not being cool anymore.
It all goes to shit.
The whole ISIS thing, they threatened a bunch of Mosul Christians, told them convert
or die
to our brand of Islam or die.
Sweet.
We'll behead you right here.
Sweet.
On that bastion of Americanism that is Fox News, on the greatest of shows that is the Hannity's shit hour or whatever.
Whatever.
He had on the fantastic icon of American morals and standards, the old dude from Duck Dynasty.
Because
he's the guy that we want to hear about from about Big World Things. He was like, the ISIS people need Jesus, or else we got to kill them.
So he's just as bad as them.
said the exact same thing.
He's just as bad as them.
He said, I would rather go with Jesus. I'll go through with the Bible, and I can convert him.
If that don't work, that would be great.
But if that don't work, we're gonna have to kill him.
Yep.
Like, straight up. They're going to have to die.
Yep.
Meet the kettle. You guys are both black.
Just so you know. Yeah. Well, that's my view on most religions. Everybody, you know, I mean, even Gandhi said that the Christians are not very Christ-like.
Oh, no.
So.
And the Jesuits aren't very Jesus-like.
No, they're not.
We didn't talk about the Jesuits.
And the Mormons are not very Mormon? I don't know. Maybe, actually, they're very Mormon.
They are. They're the Mormonist of Mormons.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
I just babbled for about an hour and a half. And sorry for taking up your time.
Yeah,
well, we'll see you next month, then we'll talk about something else.